welcome to Celebrating Success. Thank you for joining me. I'm Pauline Barclay, author of 9 published books. My latest is a cozy mystery, Past Secrets and Lies, the second in the Garden and Chataway Cozy Mystery series. I'm also the founder of Chill Awards for Independent Authors. Celebrating Success is about meeting a variety of people from all walks of life and interest. Today on Celebrating Success, I am more than delighted to have Mark Honeyman back. As you remember, Mark joined me last month to talk about how he successfully completed 2 London Marathons, 2 Ironmen, 470-30 Ironmen and countless triathlons and other marathons. And if that wasn't enough, Mark has just completed an island-to-island swim, Lanzarote to Fuerteventura, a staggering 15 kilometres. I'm flagging just thinking about it. But still full of vim and vigour, Mark is here to talk about his latest massive achievement. So please sit back and welcome my fantastic guest.
Hi, Mark, and thank you very much for coming back to talk to me again. This time we're celebrating success, not from an Ironman perspective, but from a mega swim.
Yes, it was a mega swim as well.
Island to island,
yes. I didn't realise when I was during that I could actually get a ferry.
Well, I believe a ferry does run from Playa Blanca to Fuerteventura, but you decided instead of ferrying it, you'd swim it.
Yeah, exactly. So it was about April, May last year that I realised through a little bit of a niggling injury that I wasn't going to do the Ironman this year, even though I was in it. So I didn't feel the injury on, although it wasn't sorted, I didn't feel it with swimming so much. So I decided to go from a bit of disappointment with the Ironman to trying to achieve something else with the B15. The B15 is, it's called the Bocca Hyena, and it's got 15 in the name because it's 15 kilometres. So it's down in Playa Blanca, setting off from Playa Dorada.
Can I just interrupt you there, Mark? 15 kilometres. Yeah. So for the listener, it's not 15 kilometres to run. It's 15 kilometres to swim in the sea.
Swim in the sea. Yeah, exactly. It's a 15 kilometre swim from Lanzarote to Fuerteventura. Yeah. So I entered that off the disappointment of the Ironman of this year. And started training for it, and upped my case week after week. Went to the pool, did a little bit more, obviously more than a little bit more swimming. I left my bike and my run. I still dabbled in them just to keep my overall fitness going, and to keep my fitness with the bike and the run. But obviously, for that it needs quite a lot of commitment. So I was concentrating mainly on the swim. Which took place on October the 15th. So, I entered that, trained for it, and all went well. I completed it.
Congratulations, sir. We now know you're swimming in the sea. We know you're swimming from island to island. How long did it take, Mark?
Officially it actually took five hours 33 minutes. I can't remember. To be honest with you, I was so tired. I can't remember where I took my chip off my ankle off early enough, because when I looked up, me and my coach were both sort of 5:15 on the big clock. And the official clock, this is for the swim. And I actually thought at the time I'd maybe done 5. Because the way it works is it's set up in 3 groups. There's a slow group, there's a medium group, and a fast group. And the slow group went off 15 minutes before us. And then the medium group went at 8:30, I believe. And then the fast group went, again, 15 minutes behind us. And I think the idea is that you more or less get over there approximately at the same time. And so when I saw 5:15... I thought I was for the slow group and that I'd done 5 hours. I was happy with the 5:15. I was happy with the 5:33. I don't care a jot. I made it over. So the official time, for some reason, is 5:33, which I can't quite understand. I've got an actual photograph of me right next to the big official time that says 5:15. But to be honest with you, whichever one of them three times it is, it's my first time.
I can't imagine swimming for over five hours. I mean, it's just impossible to imagine. I mean, people run the marathon. Well, you've run the marathon twice, I know. And your times have been just over 3 hours, about 3.5 hours, I think, your timing and marathons. So we're actually doing almost a double marathon in your time and a swim.
Yeah.
That is exhausting, Mark.
It was exhausting. I've got to say, it was hard. One of my friends that I bumped into on the bike actually said to me, now he's done Hawaii, this is the world championship Ironman, he's been there, I think he's been there a couple of times, and he did the B15, and he said to me exactly what you're saying to me, you know, so what have we got lined up? And I told him the B15. He said, "Oh, that's the hardest thing I've ever done." And I was like, "Oh, I don't want to hear that." I can't make my mind up whether it was the hardest thing that I've ever done. But I can certainly understand where he's coming from. It was tough. It was a grueler. Once or twice, actually, I don't think I dropped. Oh, well, I didn't drop back, but I went to the right of the group, and I ended up, I should have sighted a little bit better. I ended up just looking in at myself. There's nothing about, there was plenty of kayaks, there was plenty of boats, but I happened to find myself, me being me, in the middle of nowhere. So I carried on swimming. I carried on swimming. By this time, fortunately, I could see Fort Ventura. I could actually make out the harbour in the distance. So I carried on swimming and I carried on swimming. At one point there, fortunately not too long, else I think I'd have gone stir crazy, a boat came alongside me, and I think he measured my time, because although it's done in groups, it's got to be done in groups. So if you don't stay with the group, you are actually pulled from the water. There was 97 of us that went into the water over the three groups, and there was 16, I believe, pulled from the water.
But, really?
Yeah. I guess various reasons, but I think that the main reason would have been they can't keep up the tempo with the group.
But the exhaustion, Mark, when you got out of the water, could you actually stand?
Yeah. I wasn't, I was exhausted. I was tired. I was very fatigued. But I could stand, I could walk, I could talk. Did need a glass of fresh water rather than that seawater, that's for sure. So yeah, 86 of us, 85 maybe made it across. So about 20% were pulled, and I thought that's what he was. I thought that he had his eye on me for some time. He seemed to take out this. It was like a big stopwatch, which I think was probably telling him what speed I was doing. And then, fortunately for me, I saw the group to the left of me. And they were having a break, because you do have to have a break to take in gels, nutrition, fresh water for a swim of that magnitude. So I went over to the left, and he said in Spanish, and then he said it in English, I think for my benefit, we've got to stay together as a group. So I made sure from that point on, although I think I'd made most of the way over, I stayed with the group, and I didn't go to the right, I didn't go to the left. And after about half a K, I noticed didn't have his beady eyes on me anymore. So I thought, I've managed to sling back into the group. And yeah, I mean, it was tearing away a little bit, the groups. I did notice as you go, obviously fatigue, and some people, like I say, just couldn't keep up. So there was, the more that you went over and the more stops that you were having, the more the group got stretched. So I just stayed in the middle of the group and just plodded on.
So what was the average age? What age group were, I mean, I know your age, Mark, and you are a super fit person. But what about, were age group, were there any in the 20s, 30s, 50s, 60s, or was it a certain age group only that kind of took part in this event?
I mean, it was open to all ages. I would say that there was probably in this It's a good point, actually. I've never really thought about it before. But thinking back, because we had the meeting on Friday evening, so you saw everybody not in their wetsuits and goggles on. And yeah, I would say there is a slightly older. When I say slightly older, I mean generally you get people in the 20s, 30s, 40s doing the Ironman, doing the. I mean, you get all range ages, and but I think for this endurance one, I think there weren't many. Teenagers, early 20s, mid 20s. I think they were more older. And the only thing I can attribute that to is maybe the sheer endurance side of it. I think towards the last 2 or 3K, it's a case of mind over matter rather than your body. I mean, obviously, your body has to be fit, but I think mentally, I think you have to be really tough. So I wonder if that was a factor as to why the maybe slightly older 40s, 50s, people in the 50s.
I mean, it's whatever age it is, it's totally commendable. Is this something that's happened before on the island, or is this a new challenge?
Yeah, this is the 20, that was the 22nd.
Right.
So yeah, so I mean, it's been going 22 years. I think they cancelled 2019 and obviously 2020 with the COVID as well. 2019 was for other reasons, but I think this is the 22nd one that they're celebrating. So
yeah, lots of years.
I did look over the people that had finished, and there's a couple of names that keep cropping up, and they've done it time and time and time again. And
would you do it time and time again?
Do you know what? Honestly, I don't think I would.
I'm not surprised on that one.
To be honest with you, if you remember the last time we were chatting at the first podcast, I was saying that everything. Looking back in it in hindsight, everything was leading up to the Ironman, and everything, the marathons, all the mini triathlons, the Olympic distance, all of them, they were all leading up to the Ironman. This was one on my bucket list, but it's never one that's been, I have wanted to do it, but it's never been one that's like the Ironman for years and years has been a goal, has been a like a dream, if you like. I am really pleased with my effort and with my training and with the result, but I don't think I need to do it again. I don't think there would be, it's something, if I was to do another swim, it would probably be a different one now I've done that.
Well, I can't congratulate you enough, because it's an absolutely an amazing achievement. I think Ironman, and I know you've done two full Ironmen amongst, I think, four 70-30s, but to do this as well, I think it's, I can relate to the Ironman. I can't relate to over five and a half hours swimming. I mean, that is amazing. And in the sea.
In the sea. I didn't see a thing, by the way.
I wouldn't have been thinking of being totally focused on getting to, where's PortAventura?
I saw a few people's feet and toes, and that was it. We were right in the ferry lane, and if you actually look, I've got it's a bit embarrassing to admit, but I've got a photograph, and there's of me swimming from the kayaks and the boats, and there's a ferry just there, and I didn't even see the ferry. So people have said to me, did you see dolphins, did you see the odd shark, did you see a stingray, and I couldn't even see a ferry, so I'm not surprised that I didn't see anything. I felt the waves.
Absolutely, a wonderful, wonderful story, and I'm so pleased you've come back to talk about it to us.
Oh no!
Have you got anything planned for the future?
I have, actually, because...
Are you going to reveal it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm in the 70.3 Ironman 4 here. So hopefully that injury that stopped me last time is all sorted now. And I'm going to get back on the bike. I'm going to get back to running properly. And obviously the swimming I think I've got down. But now I need to concentrate back on my speed rather than...
So you're 70, 30. When do you do that one? 2023?
So that is March of 2023. Yeah.
So that means you're coming back again to talk to us.
No, only if you'd have me. Only if you have
Yes, we'll have you back, Mark. We need to know how you get on.
Oh, bless you.
Do you know what? I can congratulate. I've said it already several times. Amazing. A fantastic achievement. Certainly well done. Really?
No, thank you very much. Thank you very much. It was it felt like a real achievement at the end.
It was a certain achievement, yeah. So I'm going to say thank you for joining us again. We're looking forward to seeing you in March, and congratulations. Take good care of yourself.
Thank you for keeping in touch.
A huge thanks, Mark, for taking time out to share your latest achievement. I know I'm not alone in saying a massive congratulations. And Mark will be back again in March to talk about the 70-30 Ironman Challenge. Good luck, Mark. If you missed Mark's last visit to Celebrating Success, then click on the title, Holder of Two Ironman Medals, Mark Honeyman, on my podcast lists. Also, a special thank you to my listeners for joining us. I hope you enjoyed catching up with Mark and learning about his latest challenge. As I said, Mark will be back with me at Celebrating Success in March 2023, this time after his fifth 70-30 Ironman challenge. As always, a huge thank you for joining me, and I can't wait to share your company again very soon. Until next time, I hope the sun is shining on your face and in your heart. You can listen to all my podcasts at paulinebarclay.podbean.com. And you are more than welcome to share my podcast with all your family and friends. I hope you will. Don't forget, you can find out more about me on my website, paulinebarclay.co.uk. Ta-ta for now.